Shalom Avrach, we continue with Pela Yoids, shir number 53. Avas Reim. And we're discussing here, Sino L'Oivrei Aveira. Sometimes people hate Sino. There's a hatred to other people because you see they're doing Averas. Is that appropriate? Says the Pelioids, Yesh soine machmas shiroye eschaveroi sh'ene hoylech b'derech toivo. There is a sino, because you see the other person is not following the mitzvahs. If ilo zois hachayitin aliboy, hachayitin aliboy is based on the pasuk that the one who's alive should be thinking and contemplating, is this the correct way of life? Ve'elu zois hachayitin aliboy, ki gam hu chosach hesroinis viduyin lifiyarkoi, ki hakol lifimashu adam. And the answer is no, that's not correct. Generally speaking, and we're going to give the exception as well, but if you see someone who's doing things wrong, we have to look at the mirror, and we have to see the person in the mirror and say, you have shortcomings. Who is he? Who are you talking to? You're talking to yourself. That person has shortcomings also. That person has his Yetzirah. And we're not excusing the lack of his Shmiras HaMitzvahs. We're not doing that. But to have a hatred to the person, that's incorrect. Now let's remind ourselves, what is the goal? The goal is that person who's doing something wrong in the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, or lack of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, he'll come back and mechazek him. You express a hatred to him, you're not going to bring him back. He's going to run as far as he can, as fast as he can. Pelis umayizne mishpat b'yad Hashem v'im l'chaveir talk for Yitzray v'oiv al das koinai v'lehita Hashem chesed v'nichol b'derech emes. Listen to these beautiful words. If another person, another Yid, fell prey to the strength of the Yetzirah, Tokfa Yitzroi, V'oiver al das koinai, he transgresses what Hashem wants him to do. He doesn't do the mitzvahs properly. Now look at these words. V'loihita Hashem chesed, and Hashem did not do an act of kindness for this specific person to bring him back to the proper path. You know, sometimes we don't even know this. Sometimes the reason why we are where we are today and that we listen to this shir is because we have a Bobby, we have a Zayri up there in Shemayim that's crying for us and saying, Hashem, that's my grandchild, that's my granddaughter. And that's why we are on the, that's why we listen to the shir today. Unfortunately, someone else might not have that Bobby and Zayri. But they might not have that tzchus to listen to the words of the Pelayoids. Halo yeshloi l'shalim toydeis l'Hashem u'lizor b'dikduki ha-mitzvahs k'chut ha-sayra k'fi yidiyosoi v'asagosoi v'eizah mishakai sh'oyoloi. What we have to do, and once again, he's talking about people who see others who are not fulfilling the mitzvahs the best way they should. They're not doing mitzvahs. Or they're not doing mitzvahs properly. But we see this and we're saying, they don't learn the Mishnah Brura, what's going on? And we look down on them and say, that's incorrect. What we should do is look in the mirror and mechazik that person who you see in the mirror, make sure he does the mitzvahs or she does the mitzvahs as great and possible you can. Kechut hasayra. If the halacha says you wash your hands, and by the way, it's a school of for parnasa, get those antennas up. Wash your hands. Don't, when you take your hand and you put it, I say it all the time. Notice, watch people do it. You're washing for bread. People's hands are generally down a little. They're not up, right? Which your hands should be up a little. Facing up, your palms should be up. And they pour the water. The bottom of your hand, test it out with people. I heard in the Yeshiva Ketana, they took the little children, they put their hands, they said, go put your hands in flour. Of course, who doesn't want to do that? Okay, so the hands are all white. Then said, go wash your hands. And they saw there's a lot of flour still on their hands. Because if you just pour the water without turning your hand slowly and pouring slowly, you're not getting the whole hand. What's he telling us? He says, you who see other people who are not doing the mitzvahs the best way, mechazik your shmiras mitzvahs. Mechazik your mitzvahs. Now, naturally, we say, oh, look what they're doing wrong. That's incorrect. Furthermore, don't disgrace, don't look down and hate that other person. There is a halacha that you can hate a Russia. You should hate a Russia. You have to define a Russia. Be very careful before we pass on someone who's a Russia. But let's just say this person's a Russia. Okay, it's mitzvah to hate him. That other person's not a Russia. He's doing the mitzvahs properly? No, he's not. He's not doing the mitzvahs properly. But to have a sinner toward the person, the Pelioitz is talking to each and every one of us. And he says, when you see somebody who's not doing mitzvahs properly, and you know better, mechazik yourself, strengthen yourself, and do the mitzvahs better. And thank Hashem that you're aware of the fact that you should do the mitzvahs better. Because if not, you're going to come look at that other yid, and you mevaza him, you think bad him, poorly even in your mind, and you know what happens afterwards? Then you come start to speak lashon hara about him. The Tana in Pirkei Avos already spoke about how horrific sin is, as it says, sinah zabriyos in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, sinah zabriyos. Maitzi es ha'odom min ha'oilom. Sinas ha'briyos takes a person out of this world. Ayin Shom, take a look at the Mishnah Perek Yavas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yir Aleph. So when we see another Yid, let's just review this, who is not doing the mitzvahs properly, don't develop a sinna for him. Mechazak Yom Shemir mitzvahs. Thank Hashem that you do know better. Try to be friendly with that person if you can. Try to mechazak him in the proper way, in the positive way. And maybe you can mechazik him to do mitzvahs better as well.